Hello, you cowgirls. Now hold your cowboy on tight and line dance to this groovy podcast on darkmouth.com.
I'm searching for a new love. Can that new love be?
This is the Dorktowns Podcast, issue 39, and that fantastic song you just heard was Wait a Minute by Tim Tam and the Turn-Ons, a single from 1965. The band was from Detroit and one of the many bands that were inspired by Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, who are up next with one of their great big hits, Walk Like a Man from 1963.
Imagination.
Imagination.
Imagination. imagination. Give me
my imagination.
Imagination is crazy.
My imagination.
My imagination.
Have you ever felt a sweet caress and then a kiss and then find it's only your imagination?
Oh yes, I've sometimes felt a sweet caress and then a kiss and then found it's only my imagination.
My imagination.
Imagination is silly. You go around willy-nilly. For example, I go around wanting you, and yet I can't imagine that you want me, that you want me too.
Imagination.
The quotations with Imminamama Imagination. Eddie Holman had a hit with Hey There Lonely Girl in 1970, but it was originally done by Ruby and the Romantics in 1963, and this song has one of the most beautiful sounding intros I have ever heard.
You're on the run. You lots of love and a whole lot of fun. Kidnapper, bring my baby back to me. Kidnapper, you got me in misery.
About music, but there are still a lot of things left to be discovered. A while back I fell in love with the sound of popcorn, a Belgian phenomenon related to Northern Soul, and recently I discovered the term beach music, which turns out to be another name for up-tempo happy soul music. Now you still know nothing, it could be anything, but you just heard Jewel and the Rubies, which seems to be beach music. And these are Booker T and the MGs with Good Groove. Docker and Mellow Moonlight, which appeared on the Pama label, founded in 1967 by three brothers, Carl, Jeff and Harry Palmer, originally issuing soul records but later jumped on the reggae craze in the late 60s and featured artists like Derek Morgan, Pat Kelly and Laurel Aitken.
Side. So I lie and
That was Don Drummond, and this is Ramsey Lewis, a man on the soulful side of jazz. I always mix up Ramsey Lewis and Young Holt Unlimited, but that's not strange since L.D. Young and Isaac Holt were in the Ramsey Lewis trio for over a decade. And on this record played a drummer called Maurice White, and if that name sounds familiar, you're right.
Gonna show how much I love her. Let her know like Romeo and Juliet.
A lot of happy sounds this week that were Peter's Faces with Just Like Romeo and Juliet. That was originally done by The Reflections, and the two versions don't differ that much. This week I got another handwritten letter by a walking anachronism Peter, so here it is. Dear Mr. William, when I listened to your podcast last week, I was first really upset when I heard you raving against me. But then I heard you play a 10.5 minutes rock opera by Frank Zappa, and that was a real eye-opener for me. Suddenly I realized that this was the music I really liked, but always was afraid to admit it, you see? All these years I suppressed the person I found out I really am. I have to admit it, I am a pretentious semi-intellectual twit who likes incomprehensible, elitist, experimental flapdoodle music. I think you will be glad to hear that I burned all my Beatles records and I don't suck Ringo Starr's dick anymore. I've started to collect all the Frank Zappa records, especially the extreme rare and hard to find bootlegs, of which I'm proud I paid the highest possible price, just to let people know that I'm a hardcore Zappa freak. I'm not afraid to say anymore that people who don't appreciate Zappa don't have any taste at all and are really too stupid to comprehend any decent music that has more than 3 chords. And then he goes forth for about 3.5 pages. And he ends with, I'm also very proud to let you hear my latest very obscure and almost impossible to find Zappa acquisition. I'm sure you will be pleased to play it for all our highly intelligent podcast listeners who possess the deeper understanding that music is something that has to be listened to with the mind and not with the heart. Thanks for everything. Yours truly, Peter. Wait a minute, that's not Frank Zappa, you sneaky little rat. Okay, back to the podcast now. The Shadows are, of course, known for their wonderful but sometimes cheesy instrumentals. But they did record a few vocal tunes as well. Like this next tune called Stay Around, that comes from their 1966 LP Shadow Music, which carries the following liner notes. Dear readers, we have been told that due to the advance orders for this album, it could be a collector's item. As some of you may notice, most of the numbers on it were written by ourselves. Only the titles have been changed to protect the composers. Now those Shadows are funny guys, just like Peter. That were the Backstreet Boys from the 1960s, the Walker Brothers. You may not be surprised that it is one of Ernie's favorite bands, but it gets worse.
Confessions of a Dork.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
Tell me, my child, what is it that you wish to confess?
I have to confess that though I pretend to have an enormous cool taste in music, that this is not the fact. Besides secretly liking horrible songs from my childhood that merely bring back happy memories, and songs by girls that made my blood run wild when I was in puberty, every now and then the most repulsive tunes make my feet tap. In 1993, I frequently heard a song on the radio that gave me a good feeling. You're in a Bad Way was made by a group called Sandy Chen. It's a sort of easygoing dance tune, and doing some research on this group learned me that it is a band of former journalists that had as a concept, and I quote, to fuse the British pop sounds of 60s London with the dance club rhythms and productions that defined the post-acid house England of the early 90s. And I don't know what the hell that means, but that one line, the British pop sounds of 60s London, justifies everything. I still like good music.
You have guess I is now. I've heard you before. You're teasing me, I'm sure. Hold me like this, you can hurt me. And with your kiss, you can hurt me. So go ahead and hurt you. Hold me like this, you can hurt me.
And that lying son of a bitch, Peter, sent in another one of his beautiful yet strange poems for his own feature.
Ward Bacon's Love, Peace, and Poetry.
Let's all move east to the land of meditation, where we all can be free in thoughts about masturbation, where we don't have to be afraid to say, please love me, rip off my clothes and bend me, take me. Thank you.
very nice tune by The Midways, Don't You Know. And that's about it for this week. I'll leave you with a song by XTC from their 1979 album, Drums and Wires, a great pop tune called Life Begins at the Harp. Bye-bye.